Weekday mornings from 11. This is Northside Today.
In studio, I have Jane O'Sullivan from Community Law and Mediation. And we're going to talk about, there are some free talks coming up. They all sound very interesting.
Yeah, hi John. Thanks for asking me to come on, as always. So I just wanted to talk to your listeners about a free week of talks that we have coming up in Coolock Library, who we do a lot of work with. They're always great for hosting different events that we have. So these talks are aimed at anybody who wants to come along. We have some great guest speakers. We've tried to make the talks as varied as possible so that I think most people would probably pick at least one that they might have an interest in coming to.
Yeah, there's five of them there, and I'm looking at the first one and the importance of making a will.
Yeah.
It is very, very important.
Oh, it's so important. So that one, John, is on. They're all on at 11 o'clock in the morning down in Coolock Library. That one is on Monday, the 14th of May. We always stress to people who come into our law centre about the importance of making a will, because, you know, I mean, at a time when somebody passes away, it's already a time of, you know, huge hardship and sadness for people, and just having to deal with all of that extra administrative work that goes that comes up when somebody doesn't have a will, it just really adds to people's grief, I think, you know. So and I think for a lot of people as well, it will be in the back of their mind all the time, you know, I must go down and must do my will and all of that. I'd say to people to just come to the talk, get some information about, you know, what a will is, like why should you make a will and what should it contain, and come down to that and you know, just get cracking on it. And it's not a nobody wants to do that. It's not a nice thing to think about, but just get it done and it's done, you know.
Yeah. I only actually made a will recently.
Did you? Yeah.
It is very, very important.
It is. And your will as well, you know, it's not just about who you want to leave your millions to or whatever, you know. It's also about... you know, what you want to happen when you go, in terms of if you have people to care for, and who's going to do that, and all those important things. It really is very important. And we did a talk as well recently, and you can get more information about this up at the Law Centre if you call into one of our clinics on a Thursday evening. That's about a lot of people are coming into us asking about putting in place a power of attorney. So that's another very important thing that a lot of people are doing now. So that's about kind of just putting in place plans for if you are not able to make decisions for yourself anymore, you know, if something happens that your health declines or whatever it might be, that you nominate somebody else to make decisions on your behalf about your care and about your finances and things like that. So that's the thing that a lot of people are doing now as well.
Yeah, that is, and that's very, very important as well.
Very important, yeah.
And executors and all this.
All of that, yeah.
You don't actually realise what goes into making a will.
Yeah.
And it's great to come in and get some advice.
It's great.
Like a win, just blind. And
yeah, exactly. And, you know, at all of our talks, you know, there'll be an opportunity for people to ask questions at the end. And, you know, if anybody has a particular query themselves, you know, I'd encourage them to come up to the clinic at the Law Centre on a Thursday evening, which is from every Thursday evening from 6 o'clock, first come, first served. So, you know, if anybody has any particular queries.
Yeah. And there's lots of things that can happen out there, like if there's a child with special needs, that's a special
exactly,
area that
yeah.
has to be dealt with.
Exactly.
As regards residence and
Yeah.
That'll all be covered, will it?
That will be covered. And, you know, if people have particular if there are particular things going on in their own lives, you know, we're there in at our clinics to give particular advice to people as well, you know, on those kind of issues, because they can be very complicated they can be very kind of emotional, and everybody in the family might not agree. you know, on what should happen. So those kind of things are very important, you know.
And there are people there with the knowledge and with the experience, and it's great to talk to somebody like that.
It is, And sometimes you might know exactly what you want to do yourself, but just to kind of run it by somebody else who has a bit of experience on it, you know, I know that people have said that they find that really helpful, you know. Because most people, you know, you can kind of have a fair idea of what you should do, but just to get a reassurance on it even is important, you know. And just, you know, I might talk about some of the other talks as well. So the next one then is on the Tuesday of the week. So the it's the week from the 14th to the 18th of May that we have a talk every day at 11 o'clock. In the library, in Coolock Library. So the Tuesday talk then at 11 is about family law. And that's an area that we get a huge amount of queries on at our advice clinics. We don't represent people in the area of family law because people can get legal aid for representation in family law. But we do deal with, we give people advice at our clinics on family law. So this particular talk is looking at the area of access and maintenance. So when there's a separation of some kind, what happens with access to the children and maintenance of the children? And this is interesting as well because this looks at your rights as a parent and as well as a grandparent.
Grandparent is, you know, that's so another important issue.
It really is.
Especially if there's separation involved.
Yeah, it really is because, you know, I mean, people, when there's a separation, grandparents might have been hugely involved in a child's life, and then if there's a separation and if it's not a particularly friendly separation, that those grandparents can find that suddenly they don't have any access to this child anymore, you know,
and
which
that
is
can
a
be
really
heartbreaking.
It really is heartbreaking for both, you know, for the grandparents and for the child as well as losing this lovely relationship that they had, you know, that was very important in their lives, you know. So that's what that talk will cover, which I think is a very important issue for people at the moment. And particularly, you know, there's the law has changed in the last few years around guardianship and how to apply for guardianship and who can apply and all of that kind of thing, you know. So that that's the Child and Family Relationships Act that came in a few years ago. So people would be able to ask questions about that as well at this talk.
Another very interesting one, a very important issue as well. They all are, really, when you're looking down the list there.
And
housing is a big issue as well at the moment.
Housing would traditionally be one of our biggest areas of practice, both advice and, you know, a lot of the community education work that we do, but these talks, and also we do longer 12-week housing advocacy talks, or housing advocacy courses actually, that are QQI accredited. So it's a big part of our work. And we do a lot of work with people who are living in social housing, or who are availing of rent allowance and of HAP and all those different schemes. And this particular talk looks at your rights under the Residential Tenancies Act. So if you're a tenant and you have a landlord, what are your rights under this act? And if something goes wrong, who do you go to? Who do you make the complaint to? All of those issues, you know. And you just see, especially when, you know, the market is the way it is, and people are finding it so hard to afford, you know, to rent somewhere, you're really in a market where often the tenant is really very much at a loss and is very kind of, you know, is in a position, in a weaker position, I suppose, you know. So this talk is aimed at people making sure that they know what their rights are.
Yeah, and there's a grey area there for some people as regards rents and rent increases and...
Oh yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people... a lot of people, you know, don't, you know, they kind of have a vague idea maybe of maybe seeing a newspaper article or whatever it might be about, you know, that the law has changed in this way. But it's really important to know exactly what you're entitled to, so that you know if, you know, you're being taken advantage of in any way, and if you're being put on under any undue pressure, you know exactly where to go to for assistance on it, you know.
And a lot of these things aren't really publicised.
Yeah.
You know, so it's great.
Yeah, it is. It's really important. Yeah. And then, I mean, our you know, intention with all these talks is that, you know, it's not enough to have, you know, a law centre in a community where when everything goes wrong, then somebody can come to us and, you know, we take cases on behalf of people and all of that. You know, we think it's really, it's just as important for us to go out and tell people what their rights are, so you know, things won't go wrong in the first place, because they'll know, you know, what the arguments are and how to stand up for themselves, you know.
So prevention is better than cure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. They go hand in hand, I think, you know. And the next one then on the Thursday is actually not on at 11 a.m. on the Thursday, the 17th of May. It's on at 2 p.m. So this one as well ties into what we were just talking about, really, John. Yeah. It's about the Fair Deal scheme, which you've probably heard about. It's the nursing home support scheme. So that's where, if somebody needs to go into a nursing home and for specific care, and they're maybe not able to live by themselves anymore, this is a scheme that allows you to pay for that through a scheme that involves giving over basically some ownership of your home. And obviously, you know, that's it's a really serious thing to get involved in that scheme. You know, it's a very useful scheme, but it's very important that people and their families are aware of exactly what the implications are of availing of the scheme, you know.
And I went through all that there years ago, and at the time there were two different contracts to take out, and it was very important to look into the two different contracts.
Exactly,
pick the correct one. Yeah. I don't know whether it's still like that.
I mean, the scheme we actually have on our website, we published a leaflet on the scheme just at the end of last year there. So if your listeners want to find out more about that scheme, they can come to this talk, or they can also have a look at the leaflet that's on our website about it. And it explains it really clearly, exactly what's involved and how to go about it, and the things as well to look out for and to be aware of, you know, when you're availing of the scheme, you know.
They pay a percentage of the cost, but they also take a percentage of the value of the house, and income is taken into account.
It's quite complicated. So really, you know, people shouldn't really be entering into it without knowing exactly what it's about. And if they're worried about anything, they should be coming and getting legal advice on it as well, because it's just, you know, as you say, it's very complicated. And, you know, the decision you make to get involved in it is going to have huge implications for the rest of your life, you know.
Definitely.
So it's really important.
And then last but not least, on the Friday the 18th, and we will say again that the talk on the Fair Deal is at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And the Friday one, and that one is presented by Citizens Information, is it?
By MABS.
The other one, the Fair...
The Fair Deal scheme. Yeah, exactly. That's presented by Citizens Information Service. So we've worked with Citizens Information Service and with MABS in putting these talks together. And that's because we work with them every day with both services, you know. We have a really good relationship with both. And that's really important as well, that, you know, we all of the different organisations have particular skills, you know. And sometimes, you know, people would come to one of the organisations and really, you know, they'd probably be better off going to speak to one of the other ones, whatever their problem is, and that they want advice on. And it's great to, you know, we're lucky to kind of be in this building that we share with Near FM as well, that, you know, it's a real hub of services, isn't it? You know, and people kind of work together and all of that.
I have Citizens Information and MABS in.
Yeah.
And yourselves.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So it's really, it's important. I mean, there's no point in having all these services, you know, operating if people don't know about them, and also if we don't all work with each other. Do you know what I mean? We can, like, and we're not doubling up on doing the same work and all of that.
No, there's great cooperation between everybody in the building.
Yeah, it's great. And so the last one, then, the Friday one, as you said, is going to be about money management, and it's basically about the brilliant work that MABS do in helping people manage their money. And, you know, we'd often have people coming in to us maybe on our Thursday clinic, and they might come in and they might, you know, just have a lot of people, you know, and, you know, we'd all have experience of it, you know, when they have financial problems, the natural reaction is just to, you know, put the bills in behind the clock on the mantelpiece.
Put it on the long
and
finger, yeah.
Exactly, yeah, because it's a hard thing to deal with. So the great thing that MABS do is that they sit down with people and they talk very honestly with them and without judgment about their finances, and, you know, and just kind of go back to basics with people and just help people, you know, get a handle on things, you know. You know yourself, if your head is full of things that you need to do, you know, even making a list or some, you know, kind of just ordering your thoughts a bit can really help, you know, to calm you down and to and just to kind of put practical steps in place, you know. So we'd work with MABS a good bit on our cases as well, some of our housing cases and our debt cases. We'd have a very good relationship where we'd both work with the client together.
The last time I spoke to MABS, Margaret had a girl in from the Insolvency Board.
And
it was a very interesting talk that she had. But as well as that, those serious issues, they also deal with budgeting for confirmations,
they do,
Christmas, and they have some great leaflets and booklets.
They really they're really practical, and it's not about kind of, you know, if people are in crisis or anything like that. Well, obviously they do deal with people who are in crisis and they can't afford to pay their mortgage anymore, but as you say, they deal with those really important things that you know are going to kind of, like, are the things that you'll always remember, you know, in your family, like those confirmations and Christmases and that, and just to make those more manageable for people and to take the stress out of them, you know.
And that's all starting now on Monday the 14th of May.
Yeah, that's right. And runs for the whole week.
The whole week.
Yeah, yeah.
And the importance of making a will, family law, housing, fair deal and money management.
And money management, yeah.
And if people want to go to these talks, is it advisable to book or
No, you can just turn up in the library in Coolock Library, beside Northside Shopping Centre there. If you want any more information on the talks, or if you can't attend them and you want to call into the Law Centre to maybe see if we have any leaflets that would be able to help you, you can phone us on 01 8477 804, or just call into reception, and our lovely receptionist Anne and Mary will help you with getting the information that you need.
And it's an appointment, isn't it? It's not a walk-in service like
the clinic.
No, the community law and mediation.
The law centre itself. Yeah. Well, the way it works is that, you know, when you don't call in and just see a solicitor immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why what we've tried to do, just to make it more manageable for us and for you know, anybody who's accessing the service. That's why we have our Thursday night clinics. So anybody can just turn up on that night, and you might be referred to one of our solicitors, you might be referred to the Legal Aid Board, you might be referred to MABS, you know. So people, when they walk out of the clinic, their aim is that they have more information on what they want to know about and that they're referred on somewhere else if they need to be. So that they're, you know, that they're they feel like they're kind of confronting whatever issue they have, you know, and they have more information. So, and again, those clinics are every Thursday evening here in Northside Civic Centre, people should be there from 6 o'clock. They run from 6 to 7:30, and really you should probably get there a little bit earlier, because it is first come first served, so sometimes there's a little bit of a queue but not much. And that's run by our own solicitors and by volunteer lawyers and our lawyers as well, so there's always a few people on, so everybody usually gets to be seen.
And a bit of information, a bit more knowledge, is it can be a great relief.
Oh, absolutely.
In situations.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
It's very advisable.
Yeah. And all what we try and do is to try and give people the information that they need. And they, we can't make decisions for anybody else. And so it just helps them to make those decisions that can be difficult sometimes, you know.
Okay, Jane, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, John. Thanks a million for asking me to come in.
And they're very interesting talks. And they go onto your website, can they see this list?
They can, yeah, they can. They can see that list. And we also have a Facebook page and we have a Twitter account as well. So you can follow exactly what's going on our social media there and on our website as well.
Yeah, and it's Community Law and Mediation.
So it's www.communitylawandmediation.ie.
Okay, Jane, once again, thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
Now you can listen again on near.ie.